Happy Election Day. Please vote today if you haven't already. I'm sure some of you may remember the story I told a while back about a very memorable local theater experience I had in 1998 when I worked with Linda Lavin for the first time as a teenager. This was Linda's directorial debut in Wilmington, and I served as her property master for Shakespeare's As You Like It. I built a life-size cow for the production at home out of papier-mâché, and then meticulously painted her and built in casters into her feet so she can walk on stage, and finished her off with flowered garlands around her neck. I then realized that I had to find a way to get her to Greenfield Park Amphitheater for rehearsals. I sawed the legs off the large cow to reattach later and slid its body into the back seat of my Ford Taurus, rolling down the window to let her large head look out so that the door could be closed behind her. I still can see the very strange looks I got that day driving down Carolina Beach Road. Linda still pokes fun at me about the time when she saw me drive up with this cow gawking out of the back of my car. This past weekend marked a significant transition for our cultural community with the official closing and public sale of the contents of the Red Barn Studio on South 3rd, and the auction of many of Steve and Linda's possessions from their Wilmington chapter as they prepare for their new life based in New York. Linda and Steve have given a great deal to our community. The Linda Lavin Arts Foundation to engage inner-city girls with arts programming, the donation of a massive art collection to the Cameron Art Museum, which will open this weekend, the gift of a performance baby grand piano to Thalian Hall, and the pinnacle of their work in our community, the creation of the Red Barn Studio, a conversion of an old garage into an intimate 50-seat theater, giving our region some of the best theater in town for over 5 years. Our memories of Linda and Steve will be fond and enduring, from countless hours of rehearsing together to the inspiring times of collaborating with Steve in the design of his amazing sets, to Linda's crowning as the Canadian Thanksgiving dinner celebrity at our annual special dinner for some of our dearest friends, to attending the Polish festival in Castlehaine to buy pierogies. Thank you for your friendship. Linda and Steve, you will be missed. We hope you come back to visit often. Thank you for your contributions to our community, big and small, and know that Wilmington will always welcome you back with open arms.